Hi, and welcome to Local Radio, Live Local Radio, 97.1 FM. I'm your host today, David Keyes. And gosh, here we are. We have Tag and Michael, how do you pronounce your name, sir?
McHale,
yeah. Running, shadowing you today. Mm-hmm, so
yeah,
that's really
shadowing,
cool.
Shadowing, training.
We're all about all that kind of stuff.
There
lifting people up around here, Tag. Well, again, welcome to the show today. We've got a great show lined up. We have two outstanding guests. And we have, in fact, I'm lucky enough right now to be sitting across from David Till. We'll be talking to him after the break. But you may have heard of this company, Blue Collar Company. It started on the floor of a tire shop, and it's taking over, doing some good stuff. So we'll be talking to him a little bit later. And then after that, we'll be talking to a guy named Randy Wilhelm. And you may know him from his art. He was a teacher forever at Lake Pendere Alternative School, and he's all about trying to keep that school going, so we'll be talking to him a little later. So what a great show. As I'm looking outside, I think we are definitely officially in summer right now. And I check my calendar, and we are. I mean, every weekend from now on until late September is packed. And I was trying to find some stuff that is kind of cool for the families to do together. And this Saturday, we have the Find Your Strength 5 and 1K Fun Run. And that sounds like it might be okay, right? I mean, it might be kind of cool. The cool thing about it, there's a superhero theme. So if you want to dress up like a superhero, show up and help support the hospital and the foundation, that's the place to be. And so all the information you can find on the foundation at bonnergeneral.org. You can't miss it there. And you can also register on Saturday morning. So think about that. That's coming up this Saturday. And if that wasn't enough, and it should be enough, the next Saturday we have the Chafe Family Fun Ride, too. So these are family events. These are for kids. These are for getting together and having something organized, safe, and maybe having a little family experience because, you know, that time goes by so fast, and we want to make sure that people know what to do with your family. So there's two options right there. This Saturday, find your superhero outfit tucked away in your closet somewhere, I'm sure. And then the next Saturday is, again, show up for the Chafe Family Fun Ride and the Chafe Ride, too, because all of the money from the Chafe Ride goes to help every graduate graduates a reader. So every Sandpoint High School, every kid in the school district graduates a reader, which is pretty important stuff because David Till sitting across from me, I see resumes too, and people just have trouble with the English language sometimes. So we're trying to help make sure at least all of our graduates here are readers and can contribute to society that way. So with that, Tag, what a game last night. That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
It was a crazy game. I liked your text, too, at halftime. Oh, man, I think the Spurs have this one.
I did.
What a great text.
That's why I don't bet on sports.
It's tough. It was not a good night for betting.
No, it was a bad
game.
Night.
Great game.
And you said it didn't cover the spread, so nobody did well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, unless you bet on the Spurs spread, then it covered. But if you bet the Knicks to win by two, they won by 1 point, which
is
crazy win. And then the over was 212.5, like I was telling you, and it hit 213, which just crazy. Yeah.
Some might say the fix was in on that one.
I mean, maybe. The second half looked awfully suspicious, but poor coaching, poor performance, maybe.
I don't know. The Spurs collapsed faster than my little lounge chair that I bought last year at Walmart. I mean,
it just came down.
It was not
night,
good.
But they played so well in the first half where you're like, how do you blow this? 30 points is almost what I think it was 28. Is what they had at, and they blew it and lost the game.
And if you live by the three-pointer, you die by the three-pointer,
exactly.
And that's what happened.
They didn't keep going to the rack at all and just kept taking shots that were kind of poor, but that's what you do, I guess.
I guess so. Next game is Saturday?
It might be Sunday because I think they get 48 full hours in between the travel, but it could be Saturday. I need to look
Either
at
way,
that.
It's in San Antonio.
Yes, so. It's in San Antonio no matter what.
Yep. Very, very good.
Which they might win that. I think the Spurs might win that and then go back to the Garden. And
that's tough. They've got to win every game now to win it. You know,
they have to.
One loss by the Spurs.
Yeah, what Cleveland did, however, 10, 12 years ago, win every four games in a row, or whatever it is.
Three
games in a row. Good luck.
That doesn't happen very often, for sure.
No.
Well, enough about us. Let's go ahead and take a break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking to David Till about this really great new company that's popping up here. It's called the Blue Collar Company. And he's got some cool drinks in front of me here and something else, too, to talk about. So let's take that break. And when we come back, we'll talk Blue Collar.
Speed away in a bass boat valued at $18,000. Visit Kalispell Casino in Cusick, Washington for the Boats and Dough giveaway June 30th. Use your Camas Rewards card for free daily entry and get ready to roll in the dough with your share of $4,000 in cash. Start your summer off in a 2026 Bass Tracker Classic XL Mercury 4-stroke boat. Cover and trailer included, the Boats and Dough giveaway at Kalispell Casino, offering the best entertainment in Pounder Lake County.
Hi, I'm Medora at Alpine Vista Senior Living in Sandpoint, proudly serving our community since 1989 as Sandpoint's only 100% independent senior living community. If you're helping a parent plan their next chapter, I'd love to share what makes us different. Alpine Vista is perfect for seniors ready to let go of cooking, housekeeping, and home maintenance. With chef-prepared meals, daily activities, exercise, and a welcoming community, your parent gains connection and you gain peace of mind. Visit Alpine Vista Senior Apartments.com.
Attention anglers, can you identify bull trout? Bull trout can have pink or orange spots on the body and white on the leading edge of their fins. They have no black spots on their dorsal fin. Remember, no black, put it back. You must release all bull trout. For practice identifying trout on the internet, type in bull trout education and click on the online bull trout ID test. Please help bull trout recovery in the Clark Fork Ponderay Basin. This has been brought to you by Avista, Idaho Council of Trout Unlimited, Idaho Fish and Game, and Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks.
If it's been a while since you visited Groomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Groomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture. Many of you that have shopped with us over the years know that we are always stocked with a unique selection of high-quality home furnishings for every room in your house. What you may not remember, and for those new to the area, is our 5,500-square-foot clearance center right next door. We designed this center to make your hard-earned dollars stretch a little further. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center is an outlet for factory specials, one-of-a-kind pieces, discontinued items, closeouts, and overstock. It's also home to a variety of furniture for the kids, or maybe a guest room that needs some sprucing up. These are some points that make the Clearance Center a great place to check out. We're budget-friendly, making us perfect for rentals. We offer living room sets, dining sets, mattress sets, bunk beds, sleeper sofas, lamps, and area rugs. And the selection is always changing with new arrivals daily. And know that you're welcome to take it with you or have our professional delivery service take care of the heavy lifting. The Sandpoint Furniture Clearance Center, located right next door to Sandpoint Furniture in Ponderay.
News Talk 97.1.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I am so glad you decided to join us today. And if you aren't here today, that's kind of weird, isn't it? But we are rebroadcast at 4 o'clock on Saturday. I heard that through the grapevine. And we also exist as a podcast out there on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm lucky enough today to spend the time with one of the most busy guys I know, David Till. And I've known David since he was a lot smaller than you are now, by the way, my friend.
It's been a long time.
His mom, Melanie, used to work with me way back when, and I've known Dad forever and ever and ever. And you would think, being a young man like he is, he'd be content with a tire business. I mean, that's busy. I mean, right? That's busy stuff.
Busy.
So first of all, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
I'm glad to have your time, by goodness. So that'd be busy enough for most people. But then all of a sudden, you and a couple of buddies, it sounds like to me, came up with this idea for this energy drink called Blue Collar Company. And now it's expanding. It started last year, I heard. And David, welcome. But tell me all about what's going on with this Blue Collar Company.
Yeah, well, I had one tire shop in Priest River. And so tire shop does keep me super busy. Yeah. But January, February, March, the seasonal slow time for a tire shop, January, February, March, April. And I needed something to keep myself busy in those months. So I sat down with my wife and told her that I wanted to start a side gig, a side company, just something to keep myself moving freely, I guess, keep my brain moving in those months. And we were going to do shirts at first. And I was at the Laclede gas station during a shift change at the mill. And I was asking, like, hey, what kind of shirts did you guys buy? And I'm talking to these mill workers, and they turn around, and they all, like, have their arms full of energy drinks. And I was like, oh. You know, they're going to buy one shirt a month or two shirts a month, but they're going to buy five energy drinks in a day.
Right.
So I went back home and I was like, well, I think we're going to do energy drinks. And my wife's like, okay, I mean, if anybody can figure it out, you can, but that's not going to be easy. And so I spent 3 months on the phone before I even received any product. It took a long time to find a place that could make me an energy drink.
So you had to find a manufacturing place, but you also had to come up with the idea of flavors and labeling and all that kind of good stuff too. So where did that come from? I mean, you know, you think of energy drinks, you think of the big boys, the Red Bulls of the world and all that kind of stuff. So how did you see your way into that market, and how did you, what's unique about you, and how did you find your way in?
Well, one thing that I've known through business, people out there have jobs to figure out stuff for you. So I just started making phone calls. And I called every manufacturing plant you can think of in the United States. And you'll get some that will, like, make you a wedding drink that you can't sell because they're not FDA, USDA approved.
But on the can, it'll say, good luck, so-and-so-and-so-and-so.
Yeah, it'll say David Keys, radio talk show, but you can't sell it. It's, like, for a special event. So I actually had to maneuver through a lot of those because they have, like, small minimums. You can order a small amount. And then other ones, you have to order 50,000 drinks at a time, and it's $10,000 to $15,000 per formula. So sugar-free and sugars, two different formulas. I was on like probably the seventh Google page of phone calls. I was getting pretty burned out because it took so long. And I ended up talking to the owner of one of the drink manufacturing plants. And I didn't start off the conversation with what's a minimum, how much is it going to cost. I sent him the logo first. He designed the can. And I was like, oh, this looks great. And we talked for a couple weeks. And we didn't even talk about pricing or how many I had to order. And then after 2 weeks, he's like, hey, I can't just talk to you every day and you're not buy something. He's like, you know, I'm not going to charge you any formula fees. So we have some flavors. So we tried a couple different flavors.
So he already had formulas put together.
So a formula can be 1 milligram of caffeine different than this.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So a formula, it can be super complex or it can be very, very basic. And so he can do one that – a flavor that's very similar to what other people are running, and then change the caffeine in it. So then mine can get ran, you know, right before or right after theirs. So I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. How many do you have to order? He's like, oh, 30,000. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I can't do that. So thank you so much for your time. And he's like, well, David, how many can you afford? I was like, well, I'll start with 300. This is just an idea. I have to prove it can sell. He didn't say anything for a minute. He's like, okay, I'll send you 300. And that's where it started.
You got him in a weak moment. And
yep. And then just progressively went to more and more and more orders from there. And then some guys came in and bought equity of the company. And then we added the pouches. And now we're in all the Super Ones. And
well, tell us more about that. So you started out with an idea, mm-hmm. Kind of a slow time of year. But you also noticed you did a little market research by hanging out at the Cleed store. And you saw these guys, and you thought, maybe there could be a blue-collar type version of this that maybe speaks to them more than, you know, Red Bull or whatever else. So then you reached out to this guy, and you found a partner, basically, or at least somebody who's listening to you, and you ran this first batch off. And when was that?
We got the first round of drinks in, either late October or beginning of November.
Okay. So you get those back here. And then I saw them starting to show up in different stores around here. And you actually have a pretty good footprint starting anyway. You have a couple places in Montana, I noticed. Mm-hmm. And then really North Idaho corridor here. And I think your website says, and the world is next or something like that. So you have plans that way. How many units have you sold? I mean, how's that going?
Man, off the top of my head. I mean, we just had a shipment come in of 50,000 drinks a few weeks ago, and we're probably halfway through that. And that doesn't include everything that we've done prior. Okay. So it's, I mean, I'd say probably close to 40 or 50,000 drinks that we've sold. And pouch-wise, we sold through 5,000 within a couple weeks, 5,000 individual cans. Or no, sorry, 10,000, because 5,000 are two different flavors. And we have 50,000 more pouches coming.
So what are pouches?
Well, these are non-nicotine pouches. They're caffeine and nootropics. So nootropics, Joe Rogan is the one who made that somewhat famous with his Alpha Brain. It's non-jittery energy for mental clarity and focus. And then we also do have caffeine in them as well. So it's a little bit of both. But it's like Zyn came out to help people wean off of like long cut or snuff. But they didn't make a zero. So they did a 9, a 6, and a 3. So when you get to the 3, what do you do from there? If you're actually trying to wean off, there's nothing else for them to for you to switch to. So that's where ours comes in as a 0.
And that was the same type of market research? You saw people going through that process? Or how did you come up with that idea?
So my wife ordered me some nootropic pouches off Amazon. I didn't know, but it was $45 for three cans. insanely expensive. Well, when I went through those and I really enjoyed them, but when the guys came into the tire shop, to Premier Tire in Ponderé, they saw the drinks on the counter, and then they told me that on Saturday, this was like a Monday or Tuesday, Saturday they were going to come into the shop with money, and they wanted me to have a plan for if how much equity I was going to sell, and they wanted to blow this up. I went to go onto Amazon to order more nootropic pouches so I could be prepared for Saturday, and then I started seeing, because Amazon lists how many sales they had in the prior month. Well, there was 26,000 sales in the prior month at $45 a pop, so 45 times 26,000. Sorry, and that's when I was like, man, I have no idea how much money they're bringing, so I got to figure out the pouches this week before they get here, because they didn't even know about it. And I, again, called all day and all night, found a plant in the United States, got pricing, and then when they came in on the Saturday to talk about the energy drink, I had already had the plant and pitched the pouches at the same time.
Wow. So my guess is, and knowing you a little bit like I do, this is just the beginning of something bigger, I would assume. I mean, you're finding some niches here for sure. But back to the drink part of it for a second.
Yeah.
So you're finding your way into these stores. Then how do you keep that growing? How do you, if you see Missoula, for example, or you start to go to Spokane or whatever else, that's a whole different world, isn't it, the distribution part of your business?
Yeah. So we actually are now in with a few different distribution centers. So now basically I just give them all the product and then they go distribute it for me. We are in one in Spokane. We have another one we're signing up with in Coeur d'Alene. Then we have they also have a distribution plant in Montana that does Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, South Dakota. So here very quickly it'll be in a lot of different places. It's very hard to do the distribution ourselves because my primary focus is the tire shop right now. I'd say it's a good 50-50 between the both, but it's tough when it's a gas station in Bonnish Ferry calls and orders four cases and four rolls of pouches, which is fantastic. But that's quite a drive to go drop off a little bit and come back.
Right. I guess you learn that as you go, right? You'll find those connections and make that more efficient as you go. So I'm looking at two of your cans here. I've got the must be the sugar-free version and then the non-sugar-free version. Looks like the sugar-free is in the darker can here. 12 ounces. So what's in this? I mean, caffeine-wise, compared to like a Pepsi or maybe a Red Bull or an energy drink or whatever, tell me what's inside this.
Yeah, so it's 116 milligrams of caffeine. Okay. So it's actually not that much. Depending on what kind of coffee you're drinking, coffee can be anywhere from 100 to 120 milligrams of caffeine per cup.
Okay.
Some of the energy that you feel is B vitamins. So if you look at those little five-hour energy shots, they actually have a decent amount of caffeine, but they have a ton of B vitamins in them. That's why they don't taste that great. We have a small amount of B vitamins in these for that extra push, that extra little bit of energy. And it's very similar to Red Bull, but our general consensus is it's almost like a berry version of Red Bull.
Okay. And do you get the big spike and the drop, like those kind of things, or is this more of a level distribution? How does that work?
It's really tough for me because I've done so much pre-workout in my life and energy drinks that I always have caffeine in my system, so I don't have – I mean, it's tough for me. But somebody who doesn't have as much caffeine, they'd be able to answer it better than I can.
Well, very good. And what are you hearing back from people? I assume you've got raving fans already.
Yeah, it is going fast. We're on Amazon. It's going quick. I've yet to have some bad reviews. I've had poor reviews and people talking about some places, like they control their own pricing and some places have them at almost $5 a can, which is kind of crazy. But other than that, I've yet to have bad reviews.
Well, David, let's take a quick break and I'm going to invite you back for a few more minutes to talk about your event coming up here soon too. So Tag, let's go ahead and do that. Let's take that break right now. And when we come back, we'll talk about kind of a grand opening or at least an unveiling of all the cool stuff that you're doing with Blue Collar Company.
Perfect.
Live music in North Idaho. Join the party in Samuel's at the Blue Heron Cafe and Samuel Store Saturdays this summer. This week, the Summer Sunset Concert at Heron's Landing features Justin Landtrip. Music starts at 6 p.m. on the brand new outdoor stage. This is a family-friendly event with a food truck and beer garden. Tickets at the door. Summer Sunset Concerts at Heron's Landing in Samuel's, 11 miles north of Sandpoint on Highway 95.
Lena K Realty has a commercial property listing with a price reduction down to $599,000. 350 feet of frontage on Highway 95 in Sagal. 3.25 acres and an approved ITD encroachment permit. Ready for your business vision includes a manufactured home, three beds, two baths, a small outbuilding, a barn, and a 40 by 40 shop. One Sagal water hookup included. Southern exposure and views of Baldy Mountain. See the professionals at Lena K Realty. LenaKRealty.com.
The PRCA presents the 77th anniversary of the Newport Rodeo in Newport, Washington, June 25th to Saturday the 27th. Bring your friends and family to the Newport Winkler Arena for one of the best rodeos in the region. Saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course the heart-pounding excitement of bull riding. A full beer and spirits garden, a must-see for the whole family. Tickets available online at NewportRodeo.com. Experience rodeo. The Newport Rodeo, supported by Ponderay County Hotel Motel Tax.
Nick Pierce here from Pierce Auto Center, and we are in the midst of our 12th annual Red Tag Clearance Event. Vehicles have been marked down thousands of dollars, and there are prices posted in every car. And if that wasn't enough, for the whole month of June, we are sending every buyer home with not one, but two free tanks of gas. Purchase any new or used vehicle and drive off the lot with a full tank and a gas card worth $100 towards your second tank. When every penny counts, choose Pierce Auto Center. This June, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Craving great food and waterfront views? Come by boat or car to Pearls on the Lake in Hope. Enjoy fresh flavors, handcrafted cocktails, and stunning views of Lake Ponderay. Plus, live music every Thursday and Sunday. Open daily, noon to 8. Close Tuesdays. Reserve your table now at pearlsonthelake.com.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
And we're back with Live Local Radio 97.1, your host David Keyes. But I've got another David Till, right across the table from me. And we were talking about all cool things with the Blue Collar Company. And you've got an announcement to make, too, some kind of grand opening or announcement. Tell us more, David.
Yeah, June 27th at the Premier Tire Shop in Ponderay, which is 878 Kootenai Cutoff Road, the old Lee Tire Building next to the animal shelter. We're doing a Blue Collar launch party. The Premier Tire Grand Opening, because that's our second location, and a World Deadlift Council-sanctioned deadlift event.
So, you catch that? So not only are they having energy drinks, giving away prizes and all that, they're going to have, on top of that, deadlifting contest too, which, you know, if you look at David, he and I are about the same build, really, but he seems to lift a little bit more than I do. I don't know why. But I think Tag could do it, though. I'll put my money on Tag on that one for sure. So, again, where?
It's Premier Tire in Ponderay.
And then when?
78 Kootenai Cutoff Road. June 27th, Saturday.
Perfect. Okay.
We're going to start at around 10 a.m. I believe we're going to start lifting between 10:30 in the morning. We'll have free food. It'll be the Blue Collar Company, our warehouse, is in the same parking lot. So we have all the garage doors open, food, a bunch of activities. And then I'm going to go – I haven't planned it yet, but it'll be between 910 and 928 pounds. So I'll be in that realm for what I'm going for.
Wow, there you go. Is that after you pump a few of these blue collar things, or what? How do you?
Yeah.
Do you help that? My goodness.
Too many of them.
And anybody who beats you, what's the prize?
Nobody will.
Nobody will. No. So the gauntlet is now here to lift how much?
Between 910 and 928.
I'm going to take Tag. He's going for 1,000.
Okay.
I mean, he'll round it up to 1,000. So interesting combination, though. But that's really the magic of what you've done with your company, too, right? I mean, you're mixing and matching both. And I assume the tire guys are your, also your blue-collar guys, too. That's
yep.
Right. That's really, really cool. And you are busy. You were telling me in the break that your wife and you just opened up a coffee shop, too, in Priest River?
Yeah. We bought the old Taiyi Coffee downtown Priest River on Main Street in the Beardmore Building. She's been spending almost every day down there painting and renovating and getting everything set up with the Panhandle Health. And so that should be, I don't know exactly when we'll open, but I'm hoping for this month.
That's right. And you were born and raised here, weren't you? Well, most of your life anyway, I should
say. Most of the life. Yeah, I did some bouncing around to the West Coast because my dad was moving around to Les Schwab. But yeah, born in Sandpoint.
Yeah, that's right. And your dad Saul and your mom Melanie are just great people. They've raised a great son with you. And they've got to be real proud of what you're doing too.
And it's my mom's birthday today.
What?
So happy birthday.
How about that? Oh, you want to sing or no? No, let's don't do that. We'll spare her that one. But the thoughts were there and you got the you got the sun points that way too, David.
Yep,
so,
yep.
Well, it's been great talking to you today. And I've learned more about the Blue Collar Company. And if you want to find it, it's online too. What's the URL?
It's bluecollarcompany.net.
Okay.
You can go in there. It takes you straight to the Amazon store also. You can check out the new website. And we're in all the Super Ones, gas stations, Yolks, you name it.
And they're doing some fun things too with the marketing part. They're really heavily video and Facebook, it looks like to me, for sure. And they're fun. In fact, they've got the tape going here for us today. So I'm going to guess somewhere down the road, this will probably exist somewhere on your Facebook page and all that. And the Facebook's up to date, it looks like to me.
Yep.
That's where you find all the announcements about parties and all that kind of stuff, I bet.
Yeah, no, then it'll be on the Blue Collar Company Facebook and Instagram. And I believe the TikTok will be set up soon.
TikTok too. There you go. You guys are hitting all and
I know.
Look for all sorts of fun events. What they're trying to do, and again, it's a great product, but they're also trying to be on the edge a little bit, making sure people are talking about what they're doing on that. And so if you're looking for some excitement out there, check them out. Again, Blue Collar Company. David, thank you for your time today. I really, really enjoyed it. And we're going to take a quick break and I'm going to kick you out of here. And then when we come back, we'll have a guy named Randy Wilhelm. Most of you knew him or know him as an artist here in the community. And he's been a teacher for the longest time, in fact, up until last year when he retired at the Lake Pendere Alternative High School. And there's been some changes going on there with how the district's managing that facility and the school. And he wants to talk a little bit about that. So we'll take that break. And when we come back, we'll have Randy Wilhelm.
At Winter Ridge, we know the importance of making the most of the blissful summer months. So let us help you spend less time in the kitchen and more time in the sand. Our bakery team has ramped up production and creativity thanks to our new bakery manager, Monique. Our deli team is working hard to whip up easy meals on the hot bar and freshly made wraps, sandwiches, and more in our grab and go. Let us take care of dinner. You take care of the adventure. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious since 1997 on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
Make the Lighthouse YMCA your family's go-to spot for fun, fitness, and connection. Now through June 21st, join the Y with no join fee. Give kids a summer to remember. Summer day camp registration is now open. Plus, our new Thrive program launches in July, offering wellness, art, and more in a safe, supportive environment. And coming soon, adults and teens can enjoy brand new fitness equipment with even more ways to move, train, and feel their best. All members also receive up to 2 hours of child watch each day, so you can work out, recharge, or enjoy a little me time. Fun for the kids, support for parents. There's no place like this place. Join the Lighthouse YMCA today and start strong. Visit ymcainw.org. Related membership dues apply. Photo ID required.
DeWalt Days are back at North 40 Outfitters June 2nd through the 14th. Meet up with DeWalt reps on site. Get free batteries with select DeWalt purchases and score big savings on the tools you need. Drills, impacts, saws, combo kits, and more with deals starting as low as $89. Save 25% on men's Carhartt K87 shirts and get a free Wrangler wallet when you spend $75 on men's Wrangler apparel. DeWalt Days online, north40.com or in-store at North 40 Outfitters. Work and play.
Taylor and Sons.
Taylor and Sons.
Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor and Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. Summer is here and things are changing at Taylor and Sons. The biggest news is that due to historically high sales volumes, Taylor and Sons has been granted special allocation by Chevrolet for a huge quantity of additional heavy-duty Silverado trucks. These extra trucks are hitting the ground in anticipation of our contractors and tradesmen getting ready for summer work. Taylor & Sons has ordered the most popular work-ready and comfort options in these Silverado 2500 and 3500 trucks. The majority of these trucks are entry to mid-level trim and are available in gas or diesel engines, shorter long boxes, and a variety of colors. The best news is every new Silverado 2500 and 3500 truck is on sale at Taylor & Sons. You can view our entire inventory of new Silverado HD trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. This is your host, David. And now in the studio, we have an icon, you know, the foundation of our community, somebody who can go nowhere without people recognizing him. Randy, welcome. Randy Wilhelm, famous artist, first of all, great educator, and just a man about town. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, that was all. That's all you could do. You
can't top that.
You can't top that, can you? No. No. Being a teacher at the alternative high school for a long time.
27 years.
27 years. Wow. Always in the same building?
Yep.
Okay.
The same room, which actually was my third grade classroom.
It was really so always the same area, for sure, that way. Yeah. That's a long time, my friend.
Yep. And I grew up a block down the street, so I spent a lot of time around that building.
Right, right, right. So when you first started hearing, and you retired last year. Right.
Yep. A year ago this week.
Wow. How about that? And it's funny, Randy was in the same high school class with my wife, so we kind of know each other that way a little bit. And I had noticed his name popping up really when the school district started talking about moving the school, basically moving the educational part of the school to some portables at the high school and middle school. And Randy was kind of led a charge of people saying, well, wait a second, we should consider this, because if it's not about the facility, although it is, but it's also about the curriculum, making sure the school stays whole. So can you give us a little update about, one, where that is right now, and tell us about your part of it?
Well, this has become a full-time job. I think the school board is not budging at all. I personally think it's all about they eventually want to sell the property, you know. I'm sure developers are circling the wagons around the district office.
So tell us where that is right now. A lot of people may not know. So
where the school is?
Yeah, what the school district has decided and where that's.
Okay, so the school is located on Boyer. It says Lincoln on the front. It's been around for 115 years. And they want to relocate it into portables. And I, you know, my concern is that building plays as important of a part to the success of that program as the relationship with the teachers. And the district's trying to say the building doesn't matter, you know, but the building is nicer than where a lot of our students live. Like, it's probably the nicest building they go into in the course of their day.
Absolutely. And every student has a backstory, for sure. There's a reason they're there. And some of it's heartbreaking and some of it's uplifting, for sure. I mean, the way they found their way through it. So you think the building itself speaks to students?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've posted like 25 testimonials. There's videos on advocates for Lake Pendre High School on Facebook and on YouTube. So there's lots of, you can hear their stories. But to go to LPO, you have to be what's called youth at risk, which you're at risk of not graduating high school is what that refers to. And so there's a lot of reasons how they become labeled like that.
Great. So catch me up with this. So the school board has already decided to move the students over to the portables, or is that not set in stone?
It's a long story, and I realize we only have 15 minutes. But so they kept saying the board decided that made this decision in January. And we went back 6 months, watched every board meeting. We did a request of information. And, you know, and then the community liaison in the Idaho Ed News said it was decided in January. And finally we got a letter from the clerk of the board saying there was never discussion. It was never decided on, that the board just allows the superintendent to do what she feels is best.
So what I'm hearing is it's set, but it's not set. Is that, I guess I don't quite understand that. So, in fact, we've got another guest here, too. We've got Kristen Oliver, class of 05, I hear, from Lake Pendere Alternative High School. Welcome. So you're one of the success stories coming out of that school. So I know you've been passionately involved. I know both of you have been. I've watched the Facebook. I've seen the yellow signs popping up seemingly everywhere in town. So there's definitely raising the awareness of what's going on here. But even what I'm hearing from you is it's not really all that clear. So maybe you have some clarity.
Yeah. So I actually have some direct, I have some direct quotes, and that's, we have a timeline of how things have kind of developed, and that it's been apparent that even the school board wasn't really set on what is happening. So what I'll start with is, we have in January, Becky informed the staff and parents of the relocation. And yet in the February Reader article, Becky said, Superintendent Meyer, given the loss of revenue, Meyer asked district staff to draft a document contemplating how the sale of the aging facility could benefit the district as a whole, though it is yet to be finalized and shared with the board. That is the message that she gave out then. But what's happened since there's been community involvement and community concern is it's flip-flop to, we're not selling this building, we're retaining this building. So we don't really know what the truth is there. The superintendent has hardline said this move is happening. There's been no dialogue between concerned community members. I can even read to you the email responses from school board members in February. For instance, I have received your message and thank you for your concerns and input. There have been no decisions made on this matter, and I am sure all options will be discussed openly and with input from all stakeholders.
Gotcha. Kristen, well, that makes sense that you're digging into this, and it's good to hold anybody accountable. It really is, especially something so near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely.
Sure. So fall comes around. Mm-hmm. Are the students going to be at the existing school or at the portables over at the high school, middle school?
So the plan is, because they're remodeling the middle school this year or next year, that the portables they want to put LPO in will be used as classrooms for the middle school next year. So in September of 27 is when they anticipate the LPO kids being over in the portables.
So this is preemptive then. It sounds like there's another year of having students in that facility.
Absolutely.
But you think the die might be cast already of moving along?
We don't think this is their very firm in their statement, or I should say Dr. Meyer is, this is what's happening. It's also gone from the school board thinking that maybe they have a say in this to it is unilaterally Dr. Meyer's decision, and I have quotes from their clerk that say as much.
Okay. Okay. So, Randy, most of your career was really spent in that school.
Only in that school.
So tell us a little bit about what's special about that facility and how it draws students who are at risk, for sure. How does that work?
So can I explain what at-risk kids are?
Sure.
So you can become at-risk for a lot of things. You know, Kristen, actually, when she was a student, she was told she wouldn't live to be 18 because she had major medical issues. But a lot of it is they're trauma-based, you know, and things that happen to these kids when they're young, you know, you reach adolescence and a lot of that trauma kind of comes to the surface and you start being a really pain in the butt in the classroom. And so, you know, kids come there for many, many reasons, and some of them are pretty tough to deal with initially, but they leave some of the nicest people that I've met. I mean, this town is full of LPO alumni everywhere. And so it really is a very specific population of students, and a lot of them had negative experiences at Sandpoint High School, and asking them to go back to the scene of the crime, so to speak, my concern is we're going to have a huge dropout of that population.
And not even concern, we're hearing from parents, my child doesn't want to go to this new.
So the word's getting out, right? I mean, so you've kind of helped mobilize that a little bit, it sounds like to me.
We have talked to hundreds. I mean, honestly, this is a full-time job. This is all we do every day.
You're retired, I thought you said.
I suck at retirement. We have talked to hundreds of people. We haven't talked to one community member that is in favor of this. Most of them are very upset about it. They're saying they'll never vote for a levy. Like, the school board really needs to read the room, because they are really losing support.
Gotcha. And like we said, there's been no school board vote. This has come from Dr. Meyer, but we as a community, or I should say Randy and I being involved in this, we have nothing to gain, but our community has everything to lose. We are in this for future students. I can speak myself how life-changing all of this was for me.
That's why it's personal, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's your next step? So you're raising awareness. You've got a really active, looks like, Facebook page out there. That kind of is where all the updates are.
Right.
What's next for your group?
Well, we've been working with Luke Mayville, kind of helping us. He suggests that we consult an attorney to see if there's a legal basis to maybe, I don't know if there is. But we're trying to find an attorney maybe that deals with educational law. Doesn't sound very glamorous. I don't know if you're listening.
They've got to be out there somewhere, I suppose.
So, and then, you know, we're just really trying to spread the word. And the other thing that's going on, because they base this on saying it's declining enrollment.
Yeah, what is the enrollment now?
Depends on who you ask. Like, for 30 years, we've been at 100. We didn't even have to try. But we have been told from the middle school that they were told by the superintendent they're not allowed to send kids to LPO. We had a kid at Clark Fork that told us they want to transfer to LPO, and they were told that LPO is not accepting applications. So I really feel that this is a crisis that was generated by the superintendent. And at the school board meeting, the chairperson said that the at-risk population is declining, which is the most asinine thing I've ever heard of, because, you know, it's, you know, domestic violence, child abuse, child neglect, health issues, mental health, like, none of that is getting better. Like, you know, I've talked to elementary school teachers who do the math, and they say, okay, well, this year you probably have Johnny and Sally. Like, they know in grade school. So to say that the at-risk population is declining is ridiculous. And my fear is that it's going to be really hard to put the genie back in the bottle. Like, they've gotten rid of all the electives at the alternative high school. And now they're talking about it's going to cost too much money to bus them to Sandpoint High School.
And they bus them now? If you have a
They always have.
Oh, have they? So if you wanted to take a special course, you would go back and forth.
You're always welcome to.
So that would probably eat into education time and all sorts of stuff too.
If
you'd have to know the LPOH's classroom mentality. It's not bell to bell.
Oh.
It's because, you know, with the flexibility. So saying it's an equality issue is something that, having been in that school myself, I really struggle with. But I really want to speak to the quote that board chair Lonnie Williams had in the Daily Bee. He said that I strongly disagree with those who advocate for growing a population of at-risk students. It is not our intention to grow it. It's our intention to acknowledge it as a societal issue. I'm a nurse. Randy's a career educator. We see these things. So, yeah, we're just here to speak for that population.
Sure. And your point is that it exists no matter if you recognize it or not.
Correct. Even if the district is trying to implement programs at a younger age, it is there.
And Kristen, you're seeing that. You've seen that too.
Absolutely.
Where kids spiral out or whatever too. And if there's no opportunity for them, you don't know where they're going to go. But I have a question, and I'm still learning about this. I'm just catching up. Randy and I have been talking a little bit back and forth, and all of a sudden this opened up. And I wanted to share this time with you guys for sure, at least to keep people, you know, talking about it. But so your fear is this. Once the students are out of the facility, that kind of opens the door to sell it or do whatever else they're going to do. And in the meantime, these students are being moved over to portables again next year, a year from now. And then who knows what will happen then.
Well, right.
So they'll lose that. And it's kind of a unique culture being away from the other part of the educational world, I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
I mean, is that true?
100%.
Sure. And so you're afraid that unique part of the draw for those at-risk kids will go away, and then who knows where they'll go?
Well, may I speak to that for just a second? So these are our kids, and I can speak to my story. So high school's in Kootenai County, and when I was at SHS, because I had a life-threatening illness and was in the hospital all the time, my parents were asked that they enroll me somewhere else because the reimbursement was being affected by my attendance, because that's how it works
the
in
ADA
Idaho.
Thing.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And no matter the federal protections I had, they still had those conversations. Had I not been able to go to a school away from SHS where I felt it was really the first time I encountered discrimination, and I was 15, just the idea of being drawn back into that school, I don't know if I would have gotten my high school diploma.
And you're a nurse now?
And I'm a nurse. I have a bachelor's
so
in nursing.
That trail would have probably dried up for you if you couldn't do that?
No. And the culture, you know, when I was there, it wasn't I'm not dogging on any of the like SHS or Coeur d'Alene High School teachers. They just didn't have the capacity to be there in a supportive role that I needed and understand that it's not something I was choosing to be sick. But when I was able to attend, I was just enveloped in love, you know, and I hadn't really encountered that. And they saw in me potential and encouraged me despite me thinking, well, I'm not going to make it. Like, why even graduate? Why have a career? It took me into my 20s to realize that, oh, well, I'm still kicking. Like, I really need to do this. They say it's not the building. They say it's the people, but I feel that they're ignoring a huge portion of what LPOHS is.
And you're afraid long-term that would, again, kids would not have a place to land and
no.
Who knows what would happen.
No. And so many we've had, and I'm not even, you know, I'm not known like Randy is in the community, but the number of parents, you know, and as a nurse, I'm so concerned about the mental health of these kids. I have them say, you know, my child was self-harming. My child had 3 suicide attempts. How do we track them? How do we keep them on the radar and know how they're doing if they don't want to go to LPO?
Right. And most school districts have a pretty robust alternative high school system, don't they?
Pretty much. One other thing I would say is LPO is successful. It's not broken. You know, they keep – and I went to Sanborn High School. And they keep holding Sanborn High School
Class of 81.
Class of 81. That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, me too.
They keep holding Sanborn High School up as like the exemplar, like the halls of academic excellence. And Sanborn High School is not a perfect high school.
So it can be for some.
It works for a lot of kids, and it fails for a lot of kids. And LPO works for all the kids that come there. Like, it's what is going to happen to these kids if they lose this program is the community is going to pay the cost. And this town runs on LPO alumni. I mean, I can't walk into a business without seeing former students.
And I've seen your signs pop up, so I, obviously there's people in the same boat listening to what you're saying that way, for sure. We've got about a minute left, and it's
when time, you have the 2-hour episode.
Time flies. What's the next step, then, if people want to get involved and learn more about this and then decide, you know, if they want to jump on board? I know, again, you have a Facebook presence.
Yeah, and we're asking people to send us their email address. That's also listed on the Facebook page, so that we can do, like, newsletters and keep people up to date.
Advocates for Lake Pondere High School is the Facebook page.
Right.
And like we said, we may be going into fundraising to hire that lawyer. We just really – we want the district to have these conversations with us because we feel like it's just been thrown at us.
So there's no clarity quite which direction you're going to go. Right now you're more of just – raising awareness to make sure and saying, here's what we think could happen if this happens.
Right.
So now you're trying to find a dialogue and somewhere in between there to see what the next step is.
That's all we've ever wanted. Yeah.
Okay. So if people want to find you, that's how they find
you. Reach out to us, please. Okay. 'Cause we are here.
And be a volunteer.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can get yard signs if you want a yard sign. Le Chic Boutique at 107 Main is putting them out.
And hundreds of people have taken them. So
very good.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen, you're a success story for that program. Oh, I'm glad you're here too. And Randy, your success story and whatever story we ever want to tell you. So
yeah. Leave everything my mom says.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Just keep raising awareness and have that dialogue and figure out a way to make this thing work.
Sure.
Again, I appreciate your time today. And I appreciate your time out there in radio world too. We know you guys are busy out there, but we had two just great guests today, and we've learned a lot today as well. So we will see you next week on the air. And in the meantime, have a great week. So